The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Well, hello there. Welcome to Grace in Focus from the Grace Evangelical Society, a podcast broadcast ministry daily five times a week. Today, father-daughter team, Catherine Wright and Ken Yates, are returning to and continuing their highlight series in the book of Romans. Can a believer sin and still go to heaven? Does free grace theology, as some may accuse, just give a license to sin? Some even call it hypergrace. Paul has an answer to this accusation. He says, God forbid, certainly not. Our website is faithalone.org. Faithalone.org. Encourage you to go there for the best in free grace resources. We'll say more about this website at the end of the broadcast today, so stay tuned. Now here are Ken and Catherine with today's discussion.
Well, Romans chapter 6 is an interesting chapter for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is that as free grace people, one of the most common accusations that is leveled against us is that they say, oh, you people believe you can just sin however you want, just keep sinning, that sin is not important. There's no problem. Sin has no consequences. And part of it, the problem with that is it's true in one sense. If you mean we say, yeah, you can sin and still, quote unquote, go to heaven, be in the kingdom. That's true. Mm-hmm. A believer can commit any kind of sin. A believer can be carnal. A believer can continue in a sinful lifestyle and still go to heaven, still be in the kingdom of God. The difference, of course, is that we go, no, sin is very, very, very important. Because when you sin, you're out of fellowship with the Lord. You're not maturing. You're inviting the discipline of the Lord in your life. You will lose eternal rewards as well. So we do not say, oh, yeah, just go out and sin all you want.
I love Paul here because I feel a little bit like he's my buddy in a way, because whenever we get accused of this, and we have been accused of this quite a few, I always think of Paul in Romans 6. I'm like, well, me and Paul have at least some small thing in common that we both get accused. He must have been asked this quite a bit because he addresses this question in Romans 6.
And I think that's really important, Catherine, mm-hmm. because what we see is if you or I correctly teach the book of Romans, you're going to get accused of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I would take it a step further. If you're never accused of this, then you're not correctly teaching the book of Romans.
That's right.
Because people are going to say to you, wait a second, you're telling me I can just sin however I want.
I remember we were doing a Zoom class with South Korea, and there was a young girl, and she was so, you know, you could just tell she had never heard this before. Eternal security was particularly hard for her. And she got up and she said, you shouldn't be even teaching because you're just saying you can sin and still go to heaven. And well, at least she got what I was saying. But then also, how do we as free gracers answer that question about just this license to sin? And I think Paul gives us a great answer here in chapter 6.
Yes, Paul twice asked the question, shall we as believers just continue in sin? Well, Catherine, why don't you read the two times he asked the question? One of them is in verse 1 and one of them is in verse 15.
Sure. So Romans chapter 6, verse 1 reads, what shall we say then? Shall we, notice Paul includes himself, continue in sin that grace may abound? And he answers, certainly not. And then in verse 15, he says, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? And his response, once again, is certainly not.
In chapter 5, he talks about the fact that when we were enemies of God and we had all of our sins, God's grace superabounded and God was magnified in justifying us by faith alone. And all the glory goes to him. Well, that leads to this first question. Well, wait a second. If God's grace is magnified when we sin, he goes, well, shouldn't we just continue to sin so that God's grace may abound? Particularly when we go to other countries, Catherine and I are often accused of being what's called hypergrace, mm-hmm. which teaches that Christians should go out and sin because it gives God the opportunity just to show his grace towards us and forgive us and all these other things. So that's the first question that Paul addresses here.
Yeah, typically when we get asked this, it's coming from the perspective of, well, you have to have some kind of works. You have to be obedient. If you don't, then you're either going to lose your salvation, or you prove that you weren't saved in the first place, or there's some sort of underlining works-based salvation coming from that question. Oh, you're just saying I can sin however I want and go to heaven. And it's like, well, yeah, that's true on one hand, but then that question in and of itself reveals, I think, in a lot of scenarios, the works-based mentality that many people have when it comes to the concept of eternal life being a free gift.
Yes, if you do not believe or teach the gospel of grace and assurance of eternal life, then you're going to ask this question. And again, it's great that Paul is addressing this because he obviously dealt with it. And by the way, in Romans chapter 3, verse 8, Paul says, there are those who say about us, let us just sin in order that good may come. If you're teaching the biblical good news of eternal life by grace alone, through faith, that can never be lost, this is what people are going to accuse you of.
Mm-hmm. Inevitably.
And so what is the answer to that question? Paul says, obviously, no, that's not what I'm teaching. God forbid, or certainly not, in the New King James Version in verse 2. Basically, what he says in the following verses is, no, because we as believers have died to sin, so why should we live in it? And then in verse 3, he's talking about the fact that the believer has been baptized into Christ Jesus in order to walk in newness of life. Even though this is often used as a formula when people are baptized with water, that's not what Paul's talking about. What Paul's talking about is the believer has been baptized by the Spirit into Christ Jesus. When he died on the cross, he took the sins of the world upon himself, and he broke the power of sin when he rose from the dead. Mm-hmm. And when we believed in him, we are united with him by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and the same power that raised him from the dead lives within us as believers through his Spirit. In chapter 5, verse 5, it says, he has given us his Spirit. And so what Paul is saying is, when we believed in Jesus Christ, we were baptized into him, and therefore, just as he broke the power of sin has been broken in us, and we no longer have to serve it. If you remember our previous podcast, condemnation being servitude to sin, that power has been broken in us, and we no longer have to do it. In verse 5 here in Romans 6, it talks about his resurrection. When Christ rose from the dead, because he lives, he has sent forth his Spirit, and now he lives within us through his Spirit, and he can give life to our mortal bodies. So why would we continue to serve sin? He set us free from it. Mm-hmm. And that's the point. But it is also clear that we have the option. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say it's automatic for believers. Catherine has had a lot of discussions about this with different people, and she can share with us verses 12 and 13, which shows that as a believer, I can either choose to serve sin or choose to serve righteousness.
Verses 12 through 13 reads, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourself to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. So it's a choice. You have a choice. You can either present yourself as an instrument of righteousness or to sin.
And isn't it great? In both those verses, there's a command, which you don't command people to do something that is automatic. Mm-hmm. He says, do not let sin reign in your mortal or fleshly bodies. You no longer have to serve that. Mm-hmm. So when he says, shall we continue in sin so that grace may abound? He goes, God forbid, no. Why? Because you were slaves to it before as an unbeliever, but in Christ's death and resurrection, you've been set free. Why would you go back to serve what you were formerly a slave of?
I have a study Bible, you know, so in my study Bible, there's notes that have been added. And, you know, the passage where it talks about love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your strength, all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. In the study notes, it says that's just a natural outcome of you're not saved by your righteousness, but once you're saved, you will do these things automatically. And that's one of the biggest distinctions that we're trying to make with Romans and as free grace people is that, no, you don't love God with all your heart automatically just because you're saved.
Or your neighbor.
Or your neighbor is yourself. And so we have a choice. We can either walk in the spirit or we can walk in the flesh. And that's what Paul is commanding us, live righteously, walk in the spirit.
And so we have a choice here. The unbeliever does not have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
The unbeliever is under the condemnation of servitude to sin, which mm-hmm. we talked about in chapter 5.
I also want to just highlight verse 4, this idea of walking in newness of life. Walking denotes process and time and continuing. It's not salvation from hell, which is a one-time event. That's a sanctification word. And so that helps us, I think, in understanding the point of this passage a little bit better.
And then in verse 15, he asks the question again. He says, we are no longer as believers under the law. The law is no longer the principle by which we live, but it is the power of the Spirit who lives within us. And so he asks the question in verse 15, well, if that's true, shouldn't we just continue in sin because we're no longer under the law? We're under grace. So why not just continue in sin? And of course, Paul says, God forbid, meganoita, absolutely not. Why not? Because he says, you have been set free. Why would you go back and present your bodies as slaves to sin, which leads to death? And he's talking about believers. Mm-hmm. So this is not hell. But what he's saying is your body is a body of death. It's a body of flesh. That's what you're going to reap. Everything that you do in the flesh is going to be destroyed. It can lead to physical death. The consequences of sin is death. Or you can walk by the Spirit and serve righteousness and experience life, abundant life. Shall we continue in sin? No, because we want to experience here and now life. We want to become more like Christ. So keep grace in focus.
Bob Wilkins' book, Turn and Live, The Power of Repentance, is available right now at 50% discount to Grace and Focus listeners at faithalone.org. Get half price through May 30th, 2023, when you use the discount code word REPENT. That's at faithalone.org. Are you interested in finding other Free Grace believers just like yourself in your area? Well, you can do that by going to our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On our website, we have a church tracker. It's an easy-to-use map that will help you locate those other Free Grace churches that might be in your area. So come visit us at the website and take advantage of our free church tracker. It's at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. There are a lot of costs involved in staying on the air. That's why we so much appreciate our financial partners. If you'd like to learn how to become one, you can find out more by going to faithalone.org. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or some feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode of Grace in Focus, we will continue in Romans chapter 6, looking at verse 23, that famous passage, "For the wages of sin is death." Please join us next time on Grace in Focus. This is the Grace Evangelical Society. Until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.